Hi, welcome to the Marketer's Field Guide. I'm your host, Chase. I'm joined by Josh.
Welcome back for another juicy episode this week.
So, Marketer's Field Guide is a podcast that Josh and I put on, and we cover marketing and advertising topics such as advertising, branding, graphic design, photo and video, social media, and web.
Yeah, Chase, this is our fourth weekend, right?
Yes. How do you think about it?
I've had fun so far, and we seem to be getting some pretty positive movement in terms of traffic and whatnot. So thanks everyone for listening. First off, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we promise we are going to branch out. If you're hearing this somewhere besides my website, mscreative.com, or SoundCloud, congratulations. We've done what we promised. But we promise we're going to branch out and do more, you know, publish our podcast on more than just SoundCloud. So our goal with the Marketer's Field Guide is to unpack those topics, give you some insights. So if you are a small business owner, or maybe you are, you know, kind of a small, medium size, and you're ready just to take that next step, whether it be taking on the new project, tackling an advertising campaign to kind of give yourself that little bump in revenue, or even to hire an outside agency, which personally I recommend. Advertising is not the most complicated, you know, job in the world. I mean, we're not brain surgery or rocket science, but it is very tedious. It's very time consuming. And it's one of those jobs that if you kind of just take a little break from, you will find that technology is advanced, new processes have come out, trends have changed. You can find yourself playing catch up very quickly if you're not constantly keeping up with what's happening in the marketing environment.
Especially, like you say, we're not brain surgeons, and I 100% agree. Like everything they do is outstanding, but if you're working in a particular aspect of, you know, like if you're marketing for a certain company in the medical field or engineering, you know, a very complex field, then you're probably putting in some hours on research alone. So that's definitely something that's nothing to shake a stick at as well for the time put into a good solid marketing campaign.
Oh, definitely. So like Josh said earlier, this episode's going to be juicy. We're going to briefly cover, and I say briefly because this is a topic that is too big to go into depth with and complete within our allotted time frame that we're trying to keep up with. But we're going to talk about social media. And there's a lot to unpack here. Mainly, we're just focusing on how does it impact your brand. And when we say brand, we're talking about your organization, your business, you know, how are you perceived? We're talking about what's the difference between social media management and social media marketing. And then also, how do we approach that topic as professionals? I don't want to waste a whole lot of time, so we'll just jump right into it. So how does it impact your business? Very simply, we're talking about organic reach, we're talking about brand awareness, and we're talking about reputation. And those are massive. We're talking a little bit also about, you know, how your strategy is implemented. We're talking about, what content is being produced. And that's all part of kind of how people perceive you and what resonates with the users. You're going to find that user base and you want to talk to them. And finding a target audience, and we'll get into this when we get into marketing, is crucial for that, even if you're just trying to communicate. So organic reach is difficult. Very, very difficult, in my opinion, to do, because this is where the time sink of advertising marketing comes in, creating those graphic designs, getting that good art, which I'm not going to lie. I've been guilty of it. I've found stock images or stock templates and tweaked them to meet my needs for social media. And I think that's okay for social media. But when you're talking about commercials or print advertising or anything else that's a little more personalized or more, you know, tailored for your company that you have more time to work on, I feel like you should probably avoid those cookie cutters. That way you can help stand out. However, social media usually demands a higher frequency of interaction. And unless you have a dedicated staff, which can cost quite a bit of money, you're going to find yourself running out of content fast. So it's okay to use those templates, in my opinion, for social media, just because of that. Your organic reach will grow with your frequency of posting, which means how often you post, and your quality of post, which means, you know, you got to make sure you're optimized for what you're for your medium. One thing I have seen recently was a Facebook page for a web design and SEO company in town. And it was like a big taboo to me because this is a digital firm and they're talking about they'll do social media for other people. And I think that's exactly what this post was talking about. So they got this image and it was, I don't know, it took up maybe about a 16th, if that much, of my screen. It was tiny. So when Facebook had blown it up to fill the frame, and even on my phone as much as well, it was pixelated and it was real bad. And the irony of it is, this is a professional company reaching out saying, hey, we'll do your advertising and face, you know, social media marketing and management for you. And I jokingly took a screenshot and sent it to Josh. I said, well, I hope they do a better job for the clients than they do on themselves.
Yeah. And that's something that, to me, you say, like, yeah, for it's one thing for them to say, okay, we provide this service and here's kind of like essentially our working portfolio, like a live feed of it. So it makes you kind of wonder, like, if I'm a prospective client of theirs and looking at their brand awareness and want to put them into my system, into my business, say, what kind of work are they going to produce? And how is that going to make others, you know, portray or like aware of my business? Is it going to be known for the half cropped pictures or the very blurry pictures? Or is it going to be something that I want to attach my name to and that, you know, it matches my brand that's been established for however many years?
So what Josh is talking about here is what we call brand awareness. And it's also strongly tied to your reputation, which is essentially what social media is. It's one-on-one communication, and it's also reputation management. It helps you avoid, or if something happens and your company's like gets put under the spotlight, social media is a great way to kind of navigate that obstacle course in a way that you can still come out respected and in the positive light that you want your company to be seen as. With all that said about brand awareness, and especially what Josh was just touching on, I just touched on about the company representing themselves with a live portfolio that looks subpar, we're going to go ahead and jump straight into, you know, social media management, social media marketing, because to me, that was both a failed attempt at management and marketing on social media. To explain the difference, management is where you schedule your post, you're putting them up, you know, you're talking about scheduling content, you're talking about doing your research, communicating with the public, talking to your user base. You really want to have your social media managers on those different networks communicating in a way that is going to spark engagement from your fans and even grow your fan base. Marketing, on the other hand, you are going to be determining what content you need to put up. We're talking about video content, social media ads, which could include graphic design, you know, copy for writing the words, and you're going to be trying to figure out who your target audience is, what social media platforms are best to reach them on, and using the type of content that reaches your user base that you want, that is your target audience, how do you send it out in a way that not only is seen, but is shared, so you can start gaining that organic reach on top of your paid advertisement already. But in a nutshell, management is something that you do. Marketing is something that you end up paying for.
So yeah, like looking at marketing versus management, it's a common, like, it brings me back to working on your business versus working in your business. You need to spend the time on a proper, on proper research and other aspects of the marketing side of things, because then that's going to drive your management in terms of creative content you're producing, what the audience is actually engaging with. You could sit there and write a 5,000 word article, and if it's not on a topic that your research told you to write about, it's probably not going to generate the ROI you're looking for. This kind of stuff takes a lot of time, especially if you're doing it all on your own. So we want to make sure that you're getting the return on investment that's proper for your current situation. So that goes into, if we're looking at marketing, and then like that kind of builds on the management. Chase, I want to hear kind of how the two, how you approach the two, like what's like your kind of your solution or kind of your mindset when you're working on your client projects, your own stuff, and kind of everything else.
So, you know me, I'm all about strategy. So I start with the management side. I really start coming with a social media strategy, and I try to figure out what it is that the brand represents. What are you there for? And from there, I'll determine where do you need to go. And where you need to go, to me, is your social media marketing. Those are your social media campaigns. That's where you're going to be using a lot of your analytics that you're going to be looking at to gain awareness of how you're engaged, you know, how your content's being engaged, how your audience is responding. So you know how to gear your message for your advertisements to work more effectively. I'm a big component believer of you don't sell anything on social media ever. You don't sell someone a bouquet of roses for $60. You don't sell a couch for $100. You know, that's fine and all for, you know, some people. I'm all about you sell the experience. Look how lovely these flowers are, and there's a link to buy them. Look how comfortable this couch is. Look at the features of this couch. Here's a link to buy. To me, it's all about the emotional appeal is what social media is, in my opinion. It's all about how do you draw the people in to become curious and engaged and create a desire. You got to create a want. They may need the product, but you want them to want your version of that product. That's how you get the sale. And that's where your return on investment is.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So would you say like social is about the feel? Like, is that due to maybe the limitations that social does have in terms of like maybe character space, like attention spans for various customers, or kind of more of that stuff? Or is that just kind of how you've always geared it and maybe have a different reason?
That's how I do all my content marketing, to be honest. That is my approach to content marketing. I don't like being a salesman. I can do it, but I don't like it. It feels forceful. It feels pushy. And it, to me personally, having a salesman come up to me, I could be in Best Buy and I've had looking at, you know, memory cards for my cameras. And I can have a sales guy sitting behind me. Can I help you find something? No, I'm good. Thank you. Is there anything in particular you're looking for? Okay, you're hovering now. You're really forcing the sale. Is your manager behind you or what? So I started explaining, I'm looking for this. He goes, oh, I don't think we have that. I'm saying, okay. He's like, I don't think anyone makes that. I'm like, they do make that. Just if you don't know how to carry this conversation, please walk away. I get so turned off by salespeople. I would be more inclined, if that kid kept pushing, I would just get up and walk out of the store. And that is how I approach how I do advertising marketing, even more so on social media, because social media is such a fun aspect. You don't have to be super formal. You don't have to be everything that you need to be. You can be you, and you can talk to other people because they are just people.
Yeah,
and so
that's,
I take that.
Yeah, for me, I I kind of look at things from the opposite side of that. I don't want to say that social to me is a numbers game and, you know, everyone that likes the social media page that I manage is a number, but I'm a very analytical, data-driven social media marketer or manager in a sense. Like, my mindset is, let's look at the analytics, because I guess that probably comes from my background in websites and the heavy analytics that drive those and like the design and development of them. But for me, it's what are people are engaged with, what's happening outside of my social media audience, because any topic you're going to be working on is going to be very broad. Like, your small little sample size that maybe just likes the flowers, for instance, in your area, that's just a drop in a very large bucket or even like an ocean for everyone else. So for me, I like to think, well, let's start looking at data for other competitors or other sites, and it could give me better, and it could give me more ideas for, you know, my campaigns and my general kind of way I do things.
Yeah. And I, taking that social media, you know, analytics like you're talking about, I look at those very deeply. But what I'm looking for is, I'm looking for what's the best way to tell my story. I'm not looking for the data that's in there. I'm just looking for the, what are they reacting to? What are they liking? What are they not liking? So I know how to better tell my story on social media. But one thing I definitely am getting more into, I used to be a big proponent of saying hashtags are stupid. And we'll definitely cover this in depth in our next episode, but hashtags as a whole work if you do them properly. And like I said, this is a huge topic, and we'll jump into it next episode because there is so much to cover there. So, but I started using hashtags, and it's, you see all these people posting too many hashtags, or you see people not posting any. We found that using a few amount works better. And one thing I've definitely found is by forcing yourself to use fewer hashtags, it's really focusing on your strategy. Your strategy is, are you putting your content out in advance? Are you planning it in advance? Are you scheduling your content? You know, are you looking at blog posts that you're bringing in? What, you know, whatever you're doing, your hashtags should be relevant. So if you, for instance, Marketer's Field Guide covers advertising, branding, graphic design, photo, video, social, and web, that's six different topics. This particular episode is talking about social media. So having the hashtag of advertising, branding, graphic design, photo, video, and web on this episode when I post on social media, to me, feels wrong. One, it's, I'm already putting too many hashtags on it because I don't like having a lot of hashtags. And there's a lot of research that shows while you can, you know, and there's counter research saying, oh, Instagram can hold 29 and that's the optimal number. Yes and no. If you're doing it right, yes, but you've got to have some crazy content to need 29 hashtags to describe it. So your hashtags to me are very, help you specify your strategy, help you specify your campaign, and also helps you find your target audience in a broader spectrum that is not just inside your own fan base. Now, hashtags don't really work on Facebook because there is no inherent system to search hashtags. But it does work on Instagram. It does work on Twitter. You know, YouTube is all about keywords. hashtags are coming into it. So it works a little bit there. I don't know about LinkedIn, though. I haven't done a whole lot of experimenting with LinkedIn. I usually do business to consumer, which is why I'm more about, you know, selling the feeling and the thought than I am the concept and the, or the, you know, product or service.
I've seen pretty good results with hashtags on LinkedIn. It's my day-to-day work. They're, I still don't think they carry as much weight as they do on Instagram, but they definitely seem to have a little more pull than on Facebook. There's several, you know, and I say that as a sense of like, they're good to also one, like, yeah, I like to include it in my posts, but also use them a lot to come up with ideas and look at kind of what everyone else is doing. It's just an easy way to track everything. And they do have a, you know, built-in way to curate based off the hashtags in each post. And they actually like recommend hashtags. So I guess they're kind of trying to push hashtags more and more here recently.
Okay. Good to know. So that's me. You're very data. I'm very emotional. And to me, that's the magic that I get by working with you, is we find that middle ground, and that's where the magic is. It's, you don't want to be too far on one side, and I can be that way because I have Josh to counterbalance with, and Josh can be super analytical because he has me to counterbalance of, I can see where you're coming from, but when you just look at it, it feels forced. So we have that back and forth mentality that we can do. And because we have a good working relationship where we're open and we can kind of pick on each other, and that's, to me, something that's important, and I'll get into why. We can pick on each other in a way that it's fun and we're not being malicious to each other, so we can grow. And that is something that is so important on social media, is being able to pick up on when people are picking on people out of fun as opposed to being malicious. Because that could put you in a situation where you come out and say something stupid. You may lash back. You may have your feelings hurt. And if you are a social media manager, you have to put the way you feel on the back burner. Unless it is your own company page. But just keep in mind, people get in trouble a lot for what they say and don't say on social media. And I'll reiterate that again. Not just what they say, but what they don't say. Things that are left unsaid on social media can hurt you just as well as things that you have said.
Yeah, and I think for me, like, when I do say data-driven, like, a large part of that is also looking at when, like, when the proper time is to post and stuff like that. There's plenty of resources you can find that, and the numbers don't lie. I know Sprout Social will include the link in the show notes. They have a full blog post, and, you know, this data does change based off the time of year and kind of what's going on. But, like, that's something, like, one of the easiest, like, tips and tricks you can help yourself out with is posting stuff when it's the best time, because that's based off, like, the likelihood of someone to read it, engage with it. Whole list of factors go into that.
And most social media manager platforms that you will find will give you aid in finding that information. We have a different platform we use. We have two different platforms we use in conjunction with each other. And I don't want to give away kind of company secrets of how we do things, so I won't list them. But, you know, you can find social media managers such as Hootsuite, Buffer, AgoraPulse, Sprout. And that's just the name four to be, you know, off the top of my head. Moving in from my opinion of low grade to higher grade, with Sprout being the king of social, but you pay for it. So I think professionals, you should definitely, if you're talking to a professional, they should have a manager in place. They should have a system in place that allows businesses to approve content, which means it'll be published and scheduled in advance. And that is important because it takes away that fear of, I have to post something right now. And like I said, this is a big topic, and I wish we had more time to dive into. We'll definitely cover a little bit more of the hashtags in the next show, just because it is something that we see commonly abused as a system or not use at all. So we'll help you find that middle ground the best we can. You gotta make the decision for yourself. Ultimately, you are the one in charge of your own social media as a business owner. Even if you have someone else managing it for you, the buck stops here. You make the final decision. You are the boss. If you want your social media head in a different direction than what your social media manager is doing, you need to have that conversation with them. And I hope what we've said in this podcast today gives you a little bit more information of how to approach that conversation, how to even bring up that this is the direction we want. This is what we need to see more of, or even just get the conversation rolling of, you know, what are our insights look like? What are our reports? Do you make monthly reports? Are you giving social media the same attention that you would give your sales department? If the answer is no, you might want to back up and give a little more attention to social media, because in whole advertising is not going to sell for you, but it will take away that cold call mentality. And it will generate leads and will make it, it'll open doors for you. You just have to be the one to go through them. And that's how all advertising is. But, you know, this has been the Marketer's Field Guide. We're super excited to bring you this topic on social media, something that's fun for both of us. And, if you have any questions, please ask. You can find our social media page, which is Marketer's Field Guide on Facebook. You can find me on MS Creative. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. We have a LinkedIn. We just started it. It's kind of limping along. And I have my website, emulouscreative.com, emulouscreative.com.
And you can find me, my Twitter is Dr. Dunn GG. My website is joshuabdunn.com, joshuabdunn.com. I just want to reiterate what Chase had said. Thanks everyone for watching. This is a very meaty topic, and it's one I'm excited to dive into more in the future. It's kind of our day-to-day work right now, so it's a lot to say.
It is. We'll see y'all, and thank you for joining us.